For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys. Social media got really interesting yesterday afternoon as Shannon Sharp went live on Instagram yesterday. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So, of course, none of the footage from the accidental live stream.
What do you mean you want to leave it at that?
I think we can't play any of the footage because it's not safe for work, obviously.
But we can't play any of the footage? It was just sounds?
Yeah, I mean, this is a sound-based business, but we can't play those particular sounds over
but
the airwaves.
No one was cussing.
All right, just play when Harry met.
So this is Shannon addressing the matter on his most recent.
Hold on.
Play the restaurant scene from when Harry met Sally.
Does he tell you what he? That's a great thing. Does he tell you what he did in what you're about to play?
Well, I mean, no, not specifically. There was the claim originally in the afternoon that his Instagram had been hacked.
So I have to explain to everybody here what happened. Do okay. I not?
I mean,
there are people out there who don't know what happened.
I mean, whatever we do, let's get to it.
Okay. So yesterday it came out, somebody goes, hey, what's your take on Shannon Sharp? And I go, what? And they go, oh, you didn't see it. And there was a Instagram video. Shannon Sharp went IG live, which I've never been IG live. And there were sounds of him and a partner of his making sandwiches, knocking boots. Having relations, loving relations. And in his story, in his Instagram story, he had posted that he was hacked. Now, this is his explanation, Mitch?
Yeah, this is from the nightcap that he has with Chad Johnson.
Off you go.
I'm very disappointed in myself. Not for the act. I think there are millions and billions of people of consenting age that engage in activities. But to have your most intimate detail on the audio to be heard, I'm disappointed in myself. I let a lot of people down. I said, I just got to tell them the truth. My phone wasn't hacked. It wasn't a prank. It was me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey, I'll get it in. Real talk. Hey, Ocho, see, I'll be lying. Okay, hey, lying.
Come
but
on, man.
In all sincerity, I'm extremely embarrassed.
It doesn't sound like he's embarrassed.
No, not at all. In fact, he's almost flaunting the fact that at 56 years old, he looks the way he looks.
Oh, he does
look
incredible.
He's never been bigger in the media sphere. And let's face it, something happened over the last 10 years, really I would say 8 years, where in this country, sometimes stuff doesn't matter. We don't play by the same rules we used to. There used to be certain incidents that would make you ineligible for either certain jobs, for certain offices. Like now,
what are you getting at?
The rules go out the window.
Yeah, what are you getting at, bud?
They don't matter. You
beating around the bush.
Am I?
The Billy Bush.
Well, what are you trying Billy to Bush, yeah.
Ain't heard of him in a long time.
Things don't matter anymore. For depending on who you are. Like certain people can still get canceled and then they're put out to pasture, but then other people does not matter.
I don't know if we're doing that as much anymore, the whole canceling thing. I would rather not test the theory.
Someone that comes out and owns it has a much better chance of not being canceled than someone who knows.
Well, he said,
say that to Armie Hammer. I mean, I guess there are certain things you can be canceled for, then you're done.
I'm sorry, that one missed me. I apologize.
I'll explain it off the air.
I'm lost on that one.
For that Lone Ranger.
Usually I pick up everything. I mean, it was certainly an interesting thing to see in the middle of the day. You ever been on tape?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, it was intentional.
That's what I meant. Have you ever been on tape intentionally?
Yeah. Yeah, that was something that a lot of people I knew back then.
Really?
In the day. Yes. See, thinking of college.
Wow.
College specifically.
Being on tape's a lot different than live streaming.
Well, right, but that's just a part of today's world. I mean, right. The live streaming is something. Now, do you believe that it was an accident?
I do.
Okay.
I do believe it was an accident.
I as well it was an accident.
I think he was messing around. I think he was looking at Instagram or something like that. I don't know what he was doing. I think maybe he was trying to take some pictures. Maybe that's it.
I don't know. You can hit the button or whatever from your photos. I've never had that, but I have had times where maybe my phone was in my pocket and then it FaceTimed somebody. And you know, when you go on FaceTime, it makes that loud ring. And I'm definitely like, no, got to stop that.
I mean, Kenny, I'm on Instagram right now.
Yeah.
You got to hit this plus button here.
Okay.
There's post, there's story, there's real, then there's live. I just had to take my finger and go all the way to live. Oh. Now, I have to hit a button to go live for this to start.
So you think he did it on purpose?
How the hell is that?
Are you calling Unc a liar?
Well, I just showed you. Is there a different apparatus? Is it different on different phones? I'm on an iPhone with Instagram, but you just saw what I had to do. Now, is it different if you've got Instagram on a tablet that you're messing around with for social media purposes? I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I just showed you that that would be hard for that to be something that you did, unless he had been streaming something else live all the time and never shut it down.
Maybe.
But wouldn't you be so careful?
Well, the reason is he is more into, like, he used to just, I'm on TV with Skip Bayless, and now it's multimedia with him. So maybe he's learning how to do some things, and it was an accident.
I already told you, he's Black Joe Rogan. Have you seen the numbers?
Oh, he's amazing.
Have you seen the numbers? It's not just the Cat Williams thing.
Oh, I watched the Cat Williams
thing.
Watched the Wayans.
I said Marlon Wayans. Yeah. And it has,
is it good?
It has over a million views. Good.
I'll watch it.
Everything he's doing is turning to gold.
I watch more of Shannon Sharp than I watch of anybody else on the clips.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Where did this come from, by the way? I was telling you.
Shannon Sharp and Shane Gillis. Those are my two clips.
He's a likable guy. He's a likable guy.
100%. He was on the CBS pregame show like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Nobody cared.
No, right? They didn't.
Then he was on Inside the NFL. None of his clips were going viral or anything like that. Now the guy puts up an actor from a 90s black sitcom that I've never heard of, million views. Like, Shannon Sharp is massive right now.
Tonight, Prime Video, but you'll be able to hear it here on your flagship home for the NFL. Buffalo at Miami.
It's going to be a hell of a game.
8:15 p.m.
Oh, these are not, I'm in. Yeah.
These are not in the unwatchables.
This is real.
Is there only one team in the unwatchables so far? Carolina?
I think three of our next matchups could be on the unwatchables.
The Giants are flirting with the unwatchables.
I just look. Shannon Sharp, he has a video up. He just did a podcast with Tia. Not even Tamara. With Tia. 7 million hits.
Oh, Tamara might have been busy. I have no idea. Wait a minute. Is she still with us? I wasn't a judge.
I think so.
Okay. I don't want to get like Ken, like something bad.
You know,
I don't
those Maori girls.
Sister was okay.
Two-way twister from what I remember.
Okay. Goodbye. That's enough of that. We have the podcast coming up, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. It's a Friday.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.